The story of Susano and the eight-headed serpent. Long ago in the ancient land of Izumo, where the mountains reached up to the sky and the rivers sparkled like silver threads, there lived many gods and magical creatures. One of these gods was Susano, the god of storms. Susano was famous for being very powerful, but he also had a wild and unruly nature. Because of his reckless behavior, he was sent down from the heavens by his sister Amaterasu, the sun goddess. So Susano roamed the earth, looking for a place where he could make a new home. One day, while traveling through the lush and green land of Izumo, Susano came across an old man and an old woman sitting by the side of a river. They were crying, and their faces were filled with sadness. Beside them stood a young woman. Her face was pale, and she looked very scared. Her beauty was overshadowed by the sadness and fear in her eyes. Seeing their distress, Susano felt a deep sense of compassion. He approached them and asked gently, "Why are you crying? What is the matter with you?" The old man looked up at Susano with tearful eyes and said, "Great God, we are in great despair because of a terrible serpent known as Yamata no Orochi." The old man continued, "Every year this monstrous serpent comes down from the mountains and demands a sacrifice from us. This year it is our last daughter, Kushinada Hime, who must be offered to the serpent." The old woman was quietly sobbing as she held her daughter's hand. She was deeply afraid of what the serpent might do. Susano was deeply moved by their story. He had faced many creatures in his time, but he had never encountered anything as fearsome as the eight-headed serpent described by the old man. Determined to help, Susano said, "Do not worry. I will defeat this serpent and save your daughter. But in return, I would like to marry her." The old man and woman were overjoyed at the thought of their daughter being saved. They agreed to Susano's request without hesitation, feeling immense relief that their daughter's life might be spared. With the agreement made, Susano began to prepare for the battle against the serpent. He instructed the old man and woman to brew eight large vats of the strongest sake, rice wine, they could make. He told them to place the vats in a clearing where the serpent was known to appear. The old couple followed Susano's instructions and prepared the sake. When everything was ready, Susano took Kushinada Hime and transformed her into a comb. He carefully placed the comb in his hair to keep her safe and protected. Then Susano hid himself nearby, waiting for the serpent to arrive. He knew that timing was crucial to his plan. As night fell and the moon rose high in the sky, a loud rumbling sound echoed through the mountains. The ground trembled beneath Susano's feet as the mighty Yamata no Orochi emerged from the shadows. The serpent had eight heads, each with glowing eyes that looked like burning embers. Its scales shimmered in the moonlight, and its breath smelled foul. The serpent moved slowly and deliberately, searching for its next victim. Instead of finding Kushinada Hime, the serpent's attention was drawn to the eight vats of sake. The sweet and inviting aroma of the alcohol filled the air, and the serpent, unable to resist the temptation, slithered over to the vats. One by one, each of the serpent's heads dipped into a vat of sake and began drinking deeply. The more it drank, the more sluggish and disoriented it became. As the serpent continued to drink, it grew increasingly drunk. Its massive body swayed unsteadily, and it began to have trouble moving. Seeing that the serpent was now in a weakened state, Susano seized the opportunity. He leapt from his hiding place, brandishing the sword of his father, Izanagi. The sword gleamed brightly in the moonlight, ready for battle. With a powerful roar, Susano charged at the serpent. He swung his sword with great force, slicing through the serpent's scales with each powerful strike. One by one, the serpent's heads fell to the ground, severed by Susano's skillful blows. The serpent threshed wildly in a final desperate attempt to fight back, but it was too drunk to put up an effective defense. The once fearsome creature was now helpless against Susano's attacks. With a final decisive strike, Susano cut off the last head of the serpent. The great beast lay dead at his feet, defeated at last. After the battle, Susano took a closer look at the serpent's body. As he examined the tail, he discovered something extraordinary hidden inside. It was a magnificent sword glowing with a divine light. This sword, which would later become known as the Kusanagi no Tsurugi, was a legendary weapon with incredible powers. Susano took the sword with him, recognizing its importance. Returning to the old man and woman, Susano brought with him Kushinada Heme and the legendary sword. The villagers were overjoyed to see their daughter safe, and celebrated Susano's bravery with great enthusiasm. True to his word, Susano married Kushinada Heme. They lived happily together, enjoying a life filled with peace and joy. The story of Susano and the eight-headed serpent became a beloved legend, remembered for the heroism and bravery of the storm god who overcame a terrifying foe to save a cherished maiden. Over time, the sword Susano found became one of Japan's three sacred treasures, symbolizing strength and protection. It was revered as a powerful and sacred object. Susano's tale lived on, a testament to his courage and the enduring power of love and sacrifice. His story continued to be told and cherished, inspiring many with its message of bravery and hope.